Baruch Hashem, it is day number 334 of our daily study of Rambam Sefer Mitzvos. And in the three chapters a day study track of Mishneh Torah, we're continuing in Hilchos Avel, the laws of mourning, chapters 9, 10, and 11. Our mitzvah today is a negative commandment, prohibition 166, the prohibition against a kohen, any type of kohen. I know the past couple of days we were speaking about a kohen gadol. Now we're speaking about any kohen. The prohibition against a kohen contracting ritual impurity from exposure to the dead. Now, if you'll remember, we had a few days ago the positive commandment, positive 37, that a kohen must attend a next of kin's funeral, and that positive commandment comes to override the normal prohibition that a kohen is bound to adhere to at all other times. So that prohibition that normally the kohen is bound to is today's mitzvah. And the reason we're learning this, just to remind you, is why we're learning about kohanim, purity, impurity. We're in the book of Shoftim, of Judges. Okay, because we were talking about the Sanhedrin, that the high court, and then we're talking about capital punishment, which they administer, and then we're talking about what happens to those who are executed, and that they do not, their families do not mourn them like normal Jewish mourning rituals. And then we started to talk about Jewish mourning. Now, there's, and I mentioned this a few days ago, there's no specific biblical commandment just about grieving and mourning. The biblical source where we learn it from is that positive commandment that a kohen should set aside the regular prohibition of contracting ritual impurity from the dead and attend a next of kin funeral. So that's how this whole subject came up in this context. Okay, that's our mitzvah for today, and we'll see you for more tomorrow, God willing.